Do we need a motion to go back in open session?
No, you do, I think you have to do a summary of.
Okay. In the executive session, we got a summary of pending litigation, and we dealt with personnel matters with respect to salaries. Going back to public session, does item number 9 require any kind of action by the committee? Kyle?
I mean, one thing we could do is in effect table number 9 in the same way that we've tabled number 8. I don't know that we need any action on it. We don't need any action on number 9.
Okay, so number 9 is tabled, and Jeff, that'll be considered at your meeting along with number 8, okay? Thank you, Jeff. Number 10, consideration of promotional spending detail, 2017, committee chair, Dr. Wilmot.
We had an extensive meeting a couple of weeks ago, and what came from it was that there are 3 contracts that we, agreements that we need approval for from the board, Blood Horse, TDN, and what's the third?
NYRA.
Yeah, and NYRA for Saratoga Live. You have a sheet on this. Blood Horse is $75,000, NYRA Live is $40,000, and TDN is $100,000.
I thought Blood Horse was $85,000.
As a reminder, we already approved the annual budget back in September, and the other spends are less than $25,000. And so they don't need board approval. That's kind of how we do it. And we've actually reduced the number of contracts that we've had in the past. So it's going to be a little more, as considering each thing individually as the time comes up. So bottom line, this is, these are pretty standard industry advertising outlets, and we've used all 3 before. There's really nothing too exciting or different or controversial. Joe, do you want to comment, or Jeff, or Philip?
We did say that we weren't going to sign, we were going to allocate the money to spend, but we weren't going to guarantee we were going to spend it unless they gave us editorial support in these various, not NYRA, because they do talk about the New York Red Bull, but we did ask the promotion committee and Tracy to make certain that the Blood Horse and TDN knew that unless they wrote about New York Red's editorial being supported our program with edit regularly, that we would withdraw our economic support of their publications.
And they both have said that they already do provide a lot of support for New York Red's in their
program. And we said we should prove it. And that we have to say, give us a schedule. Tell us what you're going to do. This is not acceptable a response. You have to say, what is your schedule of articles you plan on running? Here are the articles we would like to see. We need support editorially, not just advertising. And we are a big advertiser with the TDN. We're a nice percentage. And they should, as a publisher, I know that when advertisers come in to write something, we generally write it and write it well. They must do the same, or we should not support them with $100,000. They must write about us regularly, and we should count the articles.
I'll get their first quarter. Give them ideas. If people have ideas, I'll say, these are ideas we would like to see covered.
But you should also say to them, when they say, we have written about you, say, good, count them and show us.
So anyway, Tracy's agreed to deal with the folks and to extract this editorial respect from them. With that said, I'm making a motion that I would like to second and the board to approve for these 3 spends up to this amount without the obligation to spend all of it.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
It's unanimous. Thank you, Doctor. Well said.
Thank you. Mr. Chair, if I may for a moment, it's not on the agenda, which is my fault, and I know we have a long meeting. I went to the SWAG committee meeting recently in Cornell, and as you guys all know, 2% of our budget, as well as the Standard Bread Fund's budget, supports equine research in the area of SWAG Memorial Fund. long story short, we approved eight research projects, and I happened to talk after the meeting with anyone who was interested specifically. We, the fund, give about $430,000 a year, and the harness fund, just over $300,000. And it's all based on our budget. It's 2% of whatever the budget is. Rob Williams is there as the representative of the state. Ronald Frum is the standard rep, acting rep. Myself as the reading fund rep. And then the dean of Cornell, Lauren Warren, is the head of the committee. Anyway, I just want everyone aware of that. I also brought, if anyone's interested after the meeting, a couple of the newsletters, some of the good stuff that's going on there. Really a very, very worthy endeavor in helping with my research. And Cornell's been able to attract and retain some of the best minds in research on the planet. So, thank you, Steve.
Thank you, Doctor. Is there any new business?
Yeah.
Phil?
Jeff. Kizzens and I have been discussing the previous vote on to continue discussing the owner and breeders concierge liaison project. I believe, as we've seen in other states very recently, whether it be Kentucky or now Florida, a lot of people are taking this very seriously, that they must promote ownership of bloodstock or owners of racehorses. And I think we as a fund, which is part of our definition, development, we need to develop more owners and more breeders.
Thank you, same to you. Have a safe trip.
And thereby, I think the easiest and the best way to develop more breeders and more owners is to enhance the experience of both parties and make their outcomes better despite the results of their racing. We need to bring a better lifestyle augmentation to the owners and breeders' lives by creating an environment where being an owner of a horse of any variety or purpose is a real privilege and makes them feel good about being a part of this industry. Our owners and breeders, despite their lack of welcome and lack of service by the entities that should be giving them the respect they deserve, soldier on in our industry year in, year out. I believe we need to have a representative that literally works every day with our owners and breeders to enhance their lives and build programs that will make them happy to be owners of horses, again, despite coming in 7th or 18th, as I did. So we need to really think about how we're going to grow and get out and build ourselves out of the problems that we're facing in this state with the shrinking numbers. And that will raise all boats. You know, that tide will raise all boats. I think we have a big opportunity to create great events for owners, like letting our breeders and owners be able to buy tickets early for the Belmont or Travers. We're not asking for discounts, we're not asking for special treatment, we're just saying our money is good as everybody else's, but we must be organized. We should have a person at the track who makes owners feel special and welcome and recognized for the commitment they've made to our sport. We need people at the track to keep an eye on the excellent fillies and mares that are running on our own tracks that should be great prospects for our bloodstock farms, and be able to introduce those people to our excellent farms throughout our state, to distribute information to them saying, hey, you're racing here, keep your horse here. We need an overall program to market what we do so well to the very people who are at the track and are the most best candidates for our program in the future. Jeff, you and I discussed this week. Would you like to add anything?
I'm not sure what else I can add to that eloquent piece of discussion. So I think that the point is it's a good idea that the horsemen, they talked about, Martin and Ira talked about the solar liaison position as well, and there's a lot of details that have to be hatched out. And the funding for it is obviously something that would have to be hashed out. And there's a lot going on at the moment, a lot of turning parts, but I think it's a very good idea.
I think, Jeff, you've mentioned in the past that you think it should be funded by NYRA, the Horsemen, as well as the fund?
Well, it can't, if we depend upon yet another negotiation with NYRA, and if we depend on another negotiation, then we might as well shoot this right now. We must, as a board, lead. We are leaders. We have been put ahead of this development, breeding development fund, to lead. We must lead this industry. And by leading, we have to fund the cost of this person. NYRA will provide an office and access to all their resources. I think the Horsemen will come up with some money as well, according to Richie. And so I think that we would like to create a process where a special a group of people that put this together over the next 30 days, brings it back to the committee, the board for approval or non-approval. But we really need to start building a future of this fund, because our numbers are falling off, and there's no sign in a robust economy we should have our numbers improving, and they're not. And it's all based on the fact that people don't know about our program, despite our promotion budget, which I'm sorry to say, a lot of times is talking to the same people day in, day out. The best, absolute best advertiser to bring in a new owner is a happy owner who brings in a friend to be a new owner. And we have to have these people, the owners, happy and wanting to share this with other people. They will be great sources of new horse ownership if we make owning a horse fun again and privileged and filled with advantages. So I would like us to create a committee of a couple people who would like to build the future of our racing and change our strategy a little and see if we can build from within.
Great. I think, Jeff, you would have to be part of that, since this is very much involves yours. So if you don't mind, I'm going to volunteer you. Okay, Jeff? Phil,
just say yes.
Phil has suggested that we form a committee to review this concept and come up with a proposal that the committee can vote on at a later date.
Okay.
And I volunteered you to serve on that committee. Is that okay with you?
That's fine.
Thank you. Anyone else want to serve on this committee?
There'll be drinks.
Dr. Wilmont, you want to serve with these guys?
Sure.
Great. Joe? John?
I got a lot going on.
Okay.
So the only three.
And the three is plenty. Thank you, Doctor. Thanks, Jeff. Is there any old business? Okay, the last thing we have to do is come up with our meetings for next year. As you know, our bylaws provide that we should have four meetings. Last year we did March, June, August, and December. Is that acceptable to everyone?
We need to have the March meeting sometime after the 17th, because we generally don't get the outside audit completed before then.
Okay,
so you have to look at the last 2 weeks in March.
We'll put together a list of tentative dates, send it out to everybody, and you let us know if they're acceptable. Okay?
Yep.
Anything else? Motion to adjourn?
So
Dr. Wilmont, second by Mr. McMahon. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you all for coming.